Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Your confidence meter right now, do you have more confidence in Clemson this weekend against Georgia Tech, or do you have more confidence in South Carolina this weekend against Vanderbilt? Tolos, start chiming in. Start the conversation. For those of you watching the show, as 128 of you are doing on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, get the conversation going there as well. You can comment in the stream if you haven't ever joined the stream. There's a few Tolos in there chatting it up right now. But Diesel, want to start with you here first.
Yeah.
Your confidence meter, you know, sometimes that sound meter kind of flip-flops back and forth. Which way is yours turning right now?
Let's break this thing down a little bit, okay? My confidence that South Carolina wins at home. Well, they're favored. It's a night game. The crowd there at Willie B is incredible at night. However, you got a really good opponent coming in that very well could beat you on any field, your field, their field, or a neutral site. Vanderbilt's pretty good, and we've seen them put up a lot of points, especially last week against Virginia Tech, a common opponent that South Carolina did not put up that many points against, offensively speaking. So my confidence in saying South Carolina will win the game on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being not confident at all, 5, it's a lock, it's going to happen. I give South Carolina, I mean, I'm kind of sitting right there in that 3 range. I think they will win the game. I do think they will win the game. I think it'll be a close, probably an instant classic. I think this is going to be a problem. It might be the game of the night. I know that 7:30 slot, and we're going to talk about it at 5 o'clock. That 7:30 slot is absolutely loaded with great games. But this one's going to be an instant classic for anybody here in the state of South Carolina. I like South Carolina's chances to win this game, but it's going to take all of those factors, right? It's going to take the intimidation. It's going to take the environment. It's going to take something special happen, whether that be an interception, a fumble, or a special team score. I think they can win this game, and I think they win it close. So I've got about a 3-level confidence in South Carolina to do it.
Yeah, you know, I find it interesting. I don't terribly disagree with you. I do agree with you on the fact that I think it could be a really entertaining game if South Carolina shows up, because I think Vandy's going to be fired up. I think this one could kind of be a little chippy, you know, before the game starts. Both teams fired up. Diego Pavio on TikTok the other day, you know, with Theo Vaughn and those guys about F South Carolina and getting the juices going, and I'm sure South Carolina loves that as well. Do I have more confidence, though? Oh, gosh. And this is why I asked this question, because these two programs are in a different but similar state, Diesel, right now heading into Saturday's game, in the sense that, look, Clemson hadn't been great. Through two games, they haven't been fantastic. South Carolina, through two games, they've shown some flashes. They hadn't been great either, right? Neither one of those teams have been at their best. So similar situation there. Now the differences are, the areas in which the team can improve. This is a tough question. Again, Tolos, really want to hear from you. 844-326-3663. I would say, Diesel, I'd say that I have, this might surprise you, I'd say that I have more confidence in Clemson. I think I might have, even though things haven't looked good through two games, I think I might today have a little more confidence in Clemson due to the fact that this team seems due. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In a way, this Clemson team just seems due. And could Georgia Tech win tomorrow? They absolutely could win tomorrow. Could Clemson come out tomorrow and get those cylinders firing? They could.
Yeah.
And I'm not calling for a Clemson blowout, but I think I have a little more confidence right now. Not a whole lot more, Diesel, but a little more confidence that Clemson can take care of business. I've got some concerns about South Carolina, the run game and offensive line, and a few areas on defense, but I think they're going to be fine in the long run, but I think I might have a smidge more confidence in the Tigers right now.
I like the way that you put that. And look, Clemson lost in a tough one in week one, and I'm sure some of them probably some of these players justified it in their own heads of, oh, okay, well, it was week one. We were playing against a top five team in the country, or what were they, six at the time? Doesn't really matter. We were playing a really good football team. Maybe they just kind of gave themselves excuses for why they didn't play as well as they could have in week number one. Week two, you got embarrassed by Troy. Now, you won the football game, but you got embarrassed by Troy. And we saw what happened last year after Clemson got embarrassed by Georgia. We were at that game. I don't like talking about it because, you know, I don't want to speak ill of the dead. I'm talking about the App State football team last year that Joey Aguilar was on, by the way, who's now the quarterback at Tennessee. So Clemson has shown the ability to take that embarrassing kind of performance and turn it into a straight-up butt-whooping the next week. And we know that there's 4- and 5-star guys all over the field for Clemson. We know what all the preseason magazines had to say about him. But we also know that South Carolina replaced a lot with a lot of young guys, and we're still not sure. We think that those guys can go on to be just as good as the players that they are replacing. Maybe not this season, but next season or whatever. But I you're right. I have more confidence in Clemson's ability to take that embarrassment, flip the switch, and go out there and really – really kick the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets in the rear.
And, you know, a big part of it for me, Diesel, as well, is who they're playing, right? And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way to Georgia Tech at all, but when I look at the two opponents this weekend for our in-state teams, Vandy and Georgia Tech, Vandy's offense scares me a little more right now than Georgia Tech's does. Vandy's offense looked really good in the second half a week ago, right? Georgia Tech, they have a different style of offense. Haynes King, obviously his health is going to be big in terms of what he does on Saturday because he didn't play last week. But, Diesel, the fact that they like to run the ball, they like to do a lot of the eye candy pre-snap, and I'm not saying that Vandy don't, but Vandy seems like a little bit more of a potent offense than Georgia Tech's offense. And going back to my point, who you play matters, and I think that I have a little more faith in Clemson. That being said, do I have a ton of confidence in either? We'll see. Look, for example, let me read this text to you on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. 803 says, this question feels like, do I feel more confident in scoring a date with Sydney Sweeney or Sabrina Carpenter? Is zero confidence for both an answer? Right, like, there's not a lot. The reality is, it's a funny text, but he's kind of right. There's not a lot of confidence right now with either program. And to be fair, neither program has been great. And so I think that that leaves some question, which is fun because, Diesel, it kind of does put a little bit of – it puts some thoughts in our minds of, man, this hype train – is this hype train going to go off the rails, or do these two teams still have a really good shot to be good this year?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.